Tim, how do you feel as a pass rusher right now? Obviously, you were on the field quite a bit during those decisive drives there at the end of the game. We're sticking with this up.
Yeah, definitely. I think my rush got better as the game went on, but I know I still have a lot of work to do, you know, as far as generating pressure on the quarterback.
Anything in particular stand out?
For me, I know I got to do better as far as play action, pass conversion, which is obviously, you know, if they're faking the run, I got to get my eyes better personally.
After the last two games, the way they ended, everybody says we have to finish better.
Mm-hmm.
What's the key to doing that?
Yeah, there's, you know, in the last two games, there's been one play or two plays, maybe even three plays that changed the game. We would be sitting here at 4-3, you know, minus those two plays, each one in each individual game. And the key is just turning it up a little bit more, I would say, in practice. You know, we've been practicing hard, we've been working hard, but just adding a little bit more attention to detail and how we prepare on the practice field when we're watching film, even as the days lead up to the game.
You guys play well, like on Sunday, you didn't give up a defensive touchdown the whole game until the end.
Yeah.
How do you keep from getting discouraged after an end like that?
One thing that Coach Fangio talks about is being able to, despite those few plays that we didn't make, being able to see that we are getting better and we're improving. And you take out, he said, the last two games, the last, I think, two drives of each of those games, we've given up 300 yards, which is a lot for two drives. And so we realize that if we just do a little bit more in our preparation, in our practice, take that out, we'll be fine. We'll be totally fine.
Sam, what did you know about Forte before you came here, and what's it like having him in the locker room?
Yeah, Matt's an unbelievable guy. He's a leader. He's a guy you hear about when you play in the NFL. You hear about this guy, just his character. I played with a guy like that in Larry Fitzgerald when I was in Arizona. And as I've got a chance to know him better, his leadership has really stood out. His character, he's a man of character. He's a man of faith, and he's just a passionate man, passionate football player, and yeah, he's a great guy.
What is it like when a leader gets hurt? Do other people have to step into that?
Yeah, anytime injuries happen in the NFL, you always got to step up. You always have this next man up mentality, and so we've had a lot of guys either get injured or go down or not with the team anymore, and so we've always seen someone step up, and the same thing's going to happen no matter who it is.
Sam, what stands out to you about Willie Young as a player?
Yeah, I love the way that Willie Young can affect the quarterback. I mean, you just look at his history and what he can do. You know, he's tall, he's long, as a player, he's a really good football player. You know, especially even against the run, he made a couple good plays last week when we were playing Minnesota. He's good against the run, good against the pass, and he's just a talented player.
What about Lamar Houston? What's your impression of how he's handled things?
Yeah, once again, Lamar is another physical player. You look at him, he's 6'3", 270 or so, fast, physical. He can run, he can hit, he can get after the quarterback, he can play the run well. So these are guys who are talented players.
Sam, how do you measure and evaluate where this team stands, and how do you view progress moving forward?
You know, it's tough sometimes sitting at 2-5, and you might get lost thinking, okay, well, the season is gone. But in all reality, we are two plays away from being 4-3. And right now, 4-3 in the NFC is you're sitting pretty. Even at our record right now, 2-5, we're fine. I mean, there's, I believe, one undefeated team still left in the NFC. There's a long way to go. We're not even halfway done with the season. There's a long way to go.
Does it take you off, and you think we were two plays away from being 4-3 and being right there?
Yeah, it's encouraging because we realize that we're not far. We're close, and we watch the film. We realize we're getting better offensively, defensively, special teams. Each phase, we're improving, and that's the encouraging part. As a player, as a staff, as a team, we know that we're close to where we want to be.
Are there similarities between you guys and the Chargers? I don't know how much you look at the Chargers.
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to look too much at him yet.